Staff chat away happily at Caramel Tech Studios' open plan offices adorned with posters and MacBook laptops. Saad Zaim worked for another tech company after graduation before launching the company with his brother in 2011. Since then, the company has coded the global hit Fruit Ninja, which has been downloaded over 500 million times for an Australian studio. The near gender parity in this office in Lahore City stands out in a country where 25% of women over 15 years old participated in the labour force in 2013, according to World Bank data. Zaim says Pakistani graduates are as skilled as and cheaper than graduates from other countries, and this gives his company a cost advantage over its foreign competition.
So, you know, we are in a market where we have really good talent coming out of universities. So these universities, when we hire from them directly, you know, we're saving heaps and bounds in costs. So any engineer in the U.S. is going to start, let's say in San Francisco particularly, is going to start at about $110,000 a year. Whereas over here, you know, we're going to do it at about 5 to 6 times less. And that is a huge advantage, particularly in the mobile gaming space.
Parts of Pakistan are racked with militancy, insurgency, and terrorism. But it's a vast country, and Zaim says that security is not a concern for his company.
Lahore, for the most part, in the last 10 years, has been pretty stable, barring a few major incidents. I think, you know, most of the incidents have been in the northern areas and in the Karachi region.
Despite the abundance of talented, cheap graduates and an apparent lack of security concerns for entrepreneurs, running a game development studio in Pakistan has its drawbacks. The country's economy is plagued by energy shortages and power cuts occur daily. This saddles businesses with extra costs. Many maintain their own generators to keep business going when the power cuts off. This can be a big problem for sectors like game development that require a constant flow of electricity to fuel a programmer's computers. Internet connectivity can also be a problem. Jazeeb Zahir, Chief Operations Officer of Tintash Studios in Lahore, whose hits include the multi-million download Stick Cricket game, says the company has found ways to deal with these problems.
I will not rely on one internet connection. So every person in Tintash has access to 3 or 4 ways to get on the internet, depending on how urgent it is at the time. And that's needed so that we're always online. Similarly, for power, we'd have a UPS backup in every room, but then we'd also have a generator for the entire building so that we never lose out on work just because there's no power.
The free drinks and snacks for staff, the playroom, and the open office plan are all imported from the workplace cultures of Silicon Valley's tech companies. Mohammed Youssef, lead software engineer at Tintash, says the entrepreneurial aspect of the workplace culture here has also been imported from Silicon Valley.
I think the basic similarity is that we are also very sort of, you know, startup-minded people. We like to step up and take different responsibilities which are not supposed to be ours. So if I'm a lead software engineer, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm just coding all day. So what is basically in Silicon Valley is that all the entrepreneurs have to step up and do stuff they had never imagined they would do before. So every day here, we just have to do something new and dive into it.
With a growing number of people across the globe using mobile phones and mobile gaming looking increasingly popular, the outlook for Pakistan's mobile game development sector looks bright. Rizwan Sayed for RFI, Islamabad.